Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Cav, Sin City Radio, every Tuesday and Wednesday, 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Come join me and my man Father Time for some of the most controversial topics on radio. Call in and voice your opinion at 646-727-1283. Or just kick back and listen on blogtalkradio.com/SinCity. Oh yeah, don't forget to hit us up at sincity.spruce.com.
Sin City Radio.
Man, I still got the sexy sounding motherfucker on now. God damn, that nigga sounds sexy. God damn it. What's the deal, man?
I can't call it, man.
All right, man.
Maxing and relaxing, man.
All right, man.
Number two, man.
I've been, you know what I'm saying? I've had a couple conversations with a couple of people, man. And man, we got some bitter-ass women out here.
You just figured that one out?
Nah, man. I mean, we got some real bitter-ass women, man. Motherfuckers are bitter. I mean, when I'm looking at motherfucking these motherfucking websites, motherfuckers is better, man, and they are really voicing their shit on these websites.
Okay, I mean, give me an example.
You say what?
I say, give me something that you read.
All right,
makes you
man.
Think that they better.
All right, check this out, man. Today, I looked on the website, you know, and this chick, I mean, she went on a, man, she wrote like 6 paragraphs about this guy. How she getting tired of him and this, that, and she getting tired of drama and all this. I'm like, God damn, 6 fucking paragraphs? Come on, dog. 6? A little bit too much.
I tend to agree. Maybe Janine disagree. What's up, Janine?
Hello.
What's going on, baby?
Good, Ryan.
Oh yeah, I got. Before we get started, man, I got to tell you, Janine lived up to her word. My leg feels a whole lot better.
Some motherfuckers went back to Brinkley or whatever, but Juanita popped it off. You know what I'm saying? Catch him and help him. But one ain't gonna need the other one. That's my motherfucking mom. She ain't gonna. You pack your shit up. I'm coming to get you. And I'm a grown ass woman.
Okay. I don't know what that's all about, but we'll give her a minute to finish her business so she before we bring her on the
air. Tell Erica to say something on the phone. I know who that is, man. For anybody, I got to take the blame for that one. That's my little sister.
So, she just wants stuff to go right.
But you want to get her attention? Let her know she on the air?
You need some of that, brother? Get the fuck up.
Really?
Shit.
I was smoking. My bad.
Hi, Erica. Hello, Erica. You on the air?
I'm on. What the hell?
And we done heard your whole conversation.
Erica there? Honey? I know she's
hung up.
I guess she hung up. We got a new caller. Is this Butter?
This is.
What's good, Butter baby?
How y'all doing? Not so much. Just chilling.
All right, man. Go ahead, dude. Right? You were saying the 6 paragraphs. Okay, now what was she saying about dude?
Oh, she went on a fucking total rampage, man. When I say she went on a rampage, dog, she wrote, I even told her, calm down. It's going to be okay. She like this, dude. I mean, she told me, like, shit, like I was her motherfucking brother or something. Like, no, this is what he did. Really? I mean, come on, man. I think the little internet shit done got a little bit too out of hand with all the personal business on that. I mean,
I've been said that shit.
What happened?
Like, it's cool if you're cracking jokes or you're saying something. I don't maybe even saying some shit that, you know what I'm saying? But when you just calm down. I mean, when you just getting that outrageous, dog, where, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there thinking, if he ever reads this shit, I don't know if he, you know, I don't know nothing about the guy, but if he ever reads it, hey, I'll catch him and beat the shit out of her.
Wow.
Dimple, we on the air, baby. What's up?
It should be called Drama Book instead of Facebook.
Okay.
Mm. And I hate it because it's like they just embarrassing themselves.
You said you was going to be on Fancy the Radio tonight.
But it's just like anything else in this world. People want to hear about that.
I don't know.
You
never
hear about
know.
That bullshit, you see.
I always just been around it.
Alrighty then.
Okay. Go ahead, man. What were you saying?
It's like everything else in this world, man. People love to hear about that type of shit because it makes you feel better about yourself. Oh, if this motherfucker's going to, you know, it's like a story. That's all it is.
But it's just crazy because, like, my daughter's friend, she had put a bunch of stuff on Facebook. She's been with the same boy since, like, 7th grade. She just had her 2nd baby with him. She got babies with 2 girls in Iowa. she got another baby with another girl in Chicago, and she putting it all on Facebook talking about, I just had your baby. So did they. But you know about that. Why aren't you getting that?
That's how we play as role.
I mean, that's what I said. You know what? You brought up a good point. I mean, why in the hell is you out here? I mean, everybody been seeing World Star. That old, I mean, when a motherfucker get their ass whooped on face, I mean, on World Star, because they done did all this motherfucking internet fighting. I mean, when it's time to get your ass caught up, then you get caught up. Then you don't want to say shit. I done seen many motherfuckers go to people's houses and get their ass off the frame.
Hold that thought for a second, dog. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? 317? 374? You push one. Okay.
Evidently, they wasn't ready to speak.
Nope. I guess they wasn't because they hung up.
I mean, I'm just saying, dog. I mean, you get this motherfucking internet battles going on. Then when a motherfucker fuck around to catch your ass, I'm just like,
somebody
what call, thing is this?
Somebody calling them.
You can argue all that bullshit.
Hold on for a second, dog. I'm going to try to bring your sister if she can't catch it. Hello, Erica?
He said your name.
I tried to bring him in, man.
Well,
somebody,
I think somebody just called. Remember, I
called
on. You said,
I think that's
my line.
318.
Okay, hold on.
What is this?
I mean, hold on.
We finna get a project.
I'm right here, motherfucker. I'm right behind you.
I don't fuck mothers. Not on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I got to literally walk up and get back here. If you don't talk on the phone, talk on the phone.
All right, I just got cut off.
Okay. Can we get back to the show?
Yeah.
Got my girls back here. Got my people with me. So what's up? It's about 4 times my brother's trying to get in this conversation. What's up?
All right.
Okay, look here. Nah. Hey, remember who the oldest here?
Yes, brother.
Okay. All right, now, like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted. I'm just saying, if you catch a motherfucker, that's just like, all right, if you get on here and say Kaz ain't shit, he ain't shit.
No. Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, now, if you get on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and all this shit, you talking about I ain't shit, I'm a bitch when I see you in these streets, I'm going to do this,
I'm
going to do this.
You a bitch. We going to be whooping our hands like that.
Baby, didn't nobody call me a bitch. I'm hypothetically speaking. That's all.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead. Continue on.
God damn, that motherfucking gin ain't no good.
Yeah.
But anyway, like I said, hypothetically speaking, I mean, if you did all that shit to me and then you see me in the streets, what the fuck do you think I'm going to say to you?
What else?
But see, motherfuckers don't think that. They be like, oh, motherfucker ain't going to find me on some Facebook shit. It's so easy to find motherfuckers now. All you got to do is type their name. Certain places give you their address and a goddamn GPS map to get there.
Well, hold on. 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 Yeah. Oh, well.
All right, bro.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay. Now, like I was saying, I mean, like we just said, a motherfucker gon' catch you. A motherfucker gon' catch you. You know what I'm saying?
People don't care, man.
Nah, they don't think about that shit.
They don't believe what's done in the dark comes to the light.
You know, motherfuckers be a bad motherfucker on that Facebook.
You know what?
Shit.
But I can't even say that. That statement fits because You putting this shit in broad daylight. You putting this shit in the daylight. Motherfucker's gonna make you see darkness, if anything, because when I catch him, I'm gonna try to knock your ass out. I mean, you got motherfuckers, then you got, and then this part that kills me is when motherfuckers get the piggybacking on it. Yeah, fuck that motherfucker. He ain't shit. He ain't shit. But wait a minute. Didn't you just suck my dick the other day?
Oh,
how
wow.
You talking about I ain't shit?
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
I understand.
You're not finna sit here. Then that's when you really, because I'm going to tell you, if you put me on blast, I'm going to be like, that's why I fucked your friend.
Oh, wow. Oh,
your
wow.
Friend wasn't saying that shit.
Right. And if you know, and then that's the other thing to get me. A motherfucker, you know you guilty of some shit. Shut the fuck up. Shut your motherfucking ass up. Don't get over there. Girl, he ain't shit. He ain't shit. But then you like, damn, I just seen her in the club. She sucked my dick in the bathroom. But he ain't shit, girl. You need to leave him alone.
Because she wants you all to herself.
But you think, but that's the fucked up part. You know she gonna tell me. You know she gonna tell me. Well, Tamika told me to leave you alone. Oh, did she not? Did she tell you that she was choking off my dick the other night?
But you know what the saying goes with that. Misery loves company, bro.
It's true. It's so true.
Well, I don't. Fuck Facebook.
She only sucking your dick in the club. She want to suck your dick every day. And since you girl was sucking your dick every day, you know, she's like, fuck that. Let me get this bitch out the way.
Here's the thing. My girl will invite you. Now, come on. You can go on and suck his dick. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be funny about it.
You know what I don't like about that shit, man? I don't like some of the pictures motherfuckers be putting up, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have some of those embarrassing-ass pictures and shit. Motherfucker snap a picture of you in an embarrassing-ass moment, man. This shit's all over the fucking internet. And you got little kids in caskets. Man, I don't want to see that shit. Who puts a picture of a little kid in a casket, man?
Oh,
little
I
damn kid. But you going to put that shit on Facebook like it's cool. Come on. I'm like Chris Carter, man. Come on, man. Man, that shit pisses me off, man. All that bullshit, he say, she say. That shit, I'm telling you, man.
I go on Facebook.
I told you, I ain't surprised they ain't fighting on that mug like on the Batman old TV show. Putting the word piled in. Bam. Like
you know what? You irritate me. I think
you
they took that page off. They took that page off where they had all where they had that page dedicated to all of trifling baby mamas and all the trifling baby daddies.
Oh yeah, I read some of that shit. Yeah,
I'm so glad they took that
dirty.
Shit off.
They was getting ruthless.
Yes, they
you
was.
Know,
so,
oh, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this? This Sean?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
What's happening, Ashley?
Nothing. I just had a comment about this Facebook. I mean, I understand about all this drama and stuff because I've been in it, been that, done that, or whatever. But it's crazy.
Okay, tell us about your drama. Who do you have drama with?
Baby daddy drama.
Now, did your baby daddy come and approach you? After he read about it?
I mean, his baby mama did.
Yeah, let me ask something. You didn't start it, did you?
No, she did.
Okay, all right. So, come on, explain to me what happened.
Okay. She was saying something about, talking about that I want to help him or whatever, and then he was saying that he didn't want me. You know how it go. And they be like, well, I want him. That's not his baby and everything like that. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And then she go behind my back and put stuff on Facebook and everybody say something. And then she'll put my name on there. That's the thing what I don't get.
Okay, now both of y'all got a baby by both of y'all, right?
Yeah.
Now, who was he with when it started? Was he with you or was he with the other girl?
Me.
He was with you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So this the old baby mama.
Yeah.
Oh, so she must want to get back with him then.
Uh-huh.
Is he still fucking?
They both got tattoos on them with each other's names and stuff.
Well, hold on, dog. I think that was the wrong question. I think you asked the wrong question, dog. Are you still fucking?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you still fucking with
him? Yeah, I'm done.
You just got a baby bomb.
I just got a baby bomb, that's all.
You want to call his name out and say fuck him?
His name is Brandon Steele.
Who?
Brandon
Steele.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Steele.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there goes the baby mama
that's your
right
baby
there.
Dad? I'm about to say, that's your
that's
baby daddy.
Baby mama on the phone. All
right, well, check this out, man.
I
want to
know where
this,
she's
this is
from.
Dedicated. This is dedicated to Brandon Steele. Brandon, I hope you listen. This is dedicated to you, bro.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Wow. All right, man. You gonna put on Facebook, you gonna fight them motherfuckers in Sin City. We gonna be like, all right, them motherfuckers in Sin City, I'm fighting their asses, whatever I see them.
Yes, sir. Y'all
well, hey. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What it do? What it do, family? What's the business?
What's up? Who this?
Man, this Lope, man. Sound like Brandon got them getting around.
Brandon?
No, I ain't Brandon. God damn it, shit. I'm Brandon. I'm trying to get his vote on. We all getting there together.
Just make it so.
Oh, I'm about to say Brandon called in.
Hey, Brandon that called in.
I'm going to kill any one of you. I'm going to whack any one of you sons of bitches. Sound like Brandon wasn't putting no pressure on no pelvis, so God damn it, his contract got canceled.
Hey, yeah, no, I got to say, hey. She didn't counsel. Well, now, nah, hold on, now. Nah. In Brandon's defense, old girl did get his name tatted on him.
Right. That's the second baby mama. She must have been doing something right. She must have sucked it from the back.
No, I'm the second baby mama. She the last baby mama.
She the last. Wait a minute. You the first.
Okay, so.
He got three kids.
Okay.
Oh, he playing. Oh, he doing y'all like baseball. When one get old, he could just get a new model. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But look, to think about it, she was my friend.
Word. Oh, you made me laugh.
Now we play as role.
You didn't even have to go shopping. Shit, the goddamn meal came to him.
Right.
Now, hold on.
Our friends here. We all get.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. All right, Ashley, baby. Ashley.
Huh?
All right, that was your girl?
Yeah, she was my best friend.
Who fucked your boy? Right, now, wait a minute. Hold up. I got to get some clarification on this. Who fucked them first?
I did.
You
she
fucked
did.
Them first.
You ain't listening, Cass.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to a point, CeeLo. Let me get to this point. All right, you fucked him first.
Yeah.
All right, then he fucked him around, started fucking with your best friend.
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, at any point in time, are you and her friends at all?
No.
Nah, well, sorry, Brandon.
Y'all hate each other now, huh?
I was trying to help you out, Brandon, but it ain't going to work. They ain't friends.
Did you say your best friend?
Yes, my best friend.
Ex-friend.
Not
ex-friend. Damn! So, did y'all have a threesome and he just, and that's how that happened?
No.
No.
She
said, no. See, maybe if he would have had the threesome, he wouldn't have had to go sleep.
Hey, Cass. Yo,
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. You want to know what the problem is?
I know what the problem is, Lo.
It's either two, three things. Now, she, the friend, the best friend probably heard one night him putting pressure on that pelvis,
Or talked about how he do it on one of them nights when they drinking. Girl, he eat the lining out of, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I gotta see this for my motherfucking self. You know what I'm talking about? She wasn't around. She done sit there and wore that little skinny skirt. Listen, why don't you come over? She'll be over here in a minute. Yeah, she ain't coming no time. You know what I'm talking about? Going over there.
Hold on a second, man. Hold on a second. I want to know, how did you find out?
How did
you find out he was doing your best friend?
Because I spent the night over her house and she called him off of my phone.
She was trying to get called.
Yeah. Me, myself. You wouldn't have found out till the baby dropped.
Really?
Boy, I tell you, there's some right motherfuckers on here.
Yes, it is.
Hey, all right, Ashley, let me ask you this.
Did
she ever come over there trying to get you and him drunk?
No.
She never came over there trying to get you and him drunk at all?
See, I said if y'all would have did something, y'all would have been best. Y'all still would have been friends to this day.
Hold up. This is the point I'm trying to, that's what I'm trying to establish. Was she out for the threesome thing or was she out for this one-on-one thing? But she never came over there trying to get both of them drunk. So, she didn't want the threesome thing. She just wanted to fuck him one-on-one.
She wanted her one-on-one. She wanted to press by herself.
Right. If she wanted the threesome thing, she would have came over there with that bottle. Like, hey, y'all, come on, let's get drunk. Let's do something crazy.
Yeah. Right.
But, see, she didn't do none of that.
Got to be more careful. When you go out telling your girls how good that man doing, you know they want to touch the water.
That's
too.
All it is. Because, see, I'm going to tell you like this, him. See, a nigga like me personally, I'd hit you up. I ain't even going to lie to his best friend and everything. But listen, it was homegirl's fault. Because she telling her everything. I'm going to call this nigga. Shit, he going to put some pressure on him. She telling him I ain't friends no more. Now, I hooked her girl up with my dude. She didn't want to holler at my dude. She like, see, what's he low down? Let me holler at him. What you doing? I said, you just on some even Steven shit. And my dumb ass fell for it, helped it right along. But homegirl still don't know. But thrasher, you know what I'm talking about? Thrasher.
Okay, well, now let me ask you, do you think you and her ever be friends? I mean, I thought y'all do
that.
No.
Hold on. Kids. So y'all kids are siblings. So at some point in time, you don't think y'all need to just like, all right, let's just bury this grudge. Because our kids, two girls, two boys, boy, girl?
It's a boy and a girl.
All right, so they brothers and sisters. So, I mean, at some point in time, y'all going to have to let them meet each other and talk to each other.
He won't let my baby be his sister.
He won't?
No.
Wait a minute, hold up.
What's that telling me? Not to bring my baby around her.
That's some foul shit. I mean, now let me ask you, do you think she gonna do something to your baby if your baby ever came over there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he'll let her?
No, he wouldn't. Because I wouldn't let him keep him either. I mean, when I was pregnant, I got sprayed with mace
by
his first baby mama, so.
God damn, Ashley. Damn, baby.
I know, right?
Girl, this is what you do. You go and make your page on sincity.spruce.com. You go and sign you one of these good guys on now.
I need to.
Yeah. Baby, go ahead. Sincity.spruce. S-T-R-U-Z, S-T-R-U-Z. Don't make your page on there, man. Find one of these good guys. We got some good fellas on there. We got some good fellas on the line.
Hey, Kat, goddammit, give them my number offline.
Oh, here we go. Goddamn, CeeLo. Goddamn, CeeLo, boy, I tell you. Well, CeeLo, you got to do the same thing. Now she said she's gonna make her a page, you make you a page. Hey, that's how y'all connect.
Man, you already, if I ain't got no Facebook page, what the hell makes you think I'm gonna make a Sin City page?
You know what? Motherfucker,
Sin City not Facebook.
Huh?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You wanna know why you should make a Sin City page, dog?
Why?
And not a Facebook page.
Why is that?
Let him know. Hit the commercial, man. Let him know why he needs to hit the why he needs to make a Sin City page and not a Facebook page.
Yo, what's up?
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, this is your Facebook page, right?
Yeah. What's
going
on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here Facebook.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got caught up while having a conversation with somebody on Facebook or Twitter?
Don't lie to me. I'll beat your ass.
Then come on over to SinCity.com where you can talk to whoever you want and you can say whatever you want without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace.
Is Ashley still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Kat. I'll make me one. Just for that right there, I'll make me one.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, now, Ashley, all right, baby. I understand that, you know what I'm saying. That dude, I ain't gonna lie, dude fucked you over. He fucked you over.
Yeah, he did.
But do we at least take care of his kids?
No. Damn, Brandon.
I'm trying to get Brandon some points, but Brandon just ain't working out.
He ain't getting no points. He lost all his player points when he was going to pick up his shorty.
He
don't
take care of the kids with no job.
Damn, Brandon.
Mm. When he was laying that pipe, though, what?
That's when he put press on that pelvis.
Get out there and hustle, shit.
I'm gonna dedicate this to all the guys that got daughters, that got kids, that take care of them.
Check it out. I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. I saw my daughter send a letter to some boy her age who locked up. First I regretted it, then caught my rage. Like, how could I not protect her from this awful fate? Never tried to hide who I was, she was taught and raised like a princess. But while I'm on stage, I can't leave her defenseless. Plus she see me switching women, pops are going some pimp shit. She heard stories of her daddy thugging. So if her husband is a gangster, can't be mad, I love her. Never, for her I want better. Homie in jail, dead dad. Wait till he come home, you can see where his head's that. Niggas got game, they be trying to live. He seen your mama crib, plus I'm sure he know who your father is. Although you real, plus an honest kid. Don't think I'm slow, I know you probably had that chronic lid. You 17, I got a problem with it. She look at me like I'm not the cleanest father figure, but she rockin' with it. This for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters. Yo, not saying that our sons are less important. For niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. This Next morning, I got a call, nearly split my wig. The social network said, Nas, go and get your kid. She's on Twitter. I know she ain't gonna post no pic of herself under dress. No inappropriate shit, right? Her mother cried when she answered. Said she don't know what got inside this child's mind. She planted a box of condoms on her dresser, then she Instagrammed it. At this point, I realize I ain't the strictest parent. I'm too loose, I'm too cool with her. Should've drove more time to school with her. I thought I dropped enough jewels on her. Took her from private school so she can get a balance to public school. They too nurture teen talent. They grow fast. One day she's your little princess. Next day she's talking boy business. What is this? They say the coolest players and foulest heartbreakers in the world. God gets us back. He makes us have precious little girls. This for niggas with daughters. I call it shit for niggas with daughters. Yo, not saying that our sons are less important. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. And I ain't trying to mess your thing up, but I just want to see you dream up. I finally understand it ain't easy to raise a girl as a single man. Nah, the way mothers feel for their sons, how fathers feel for their daughters. When he date, he straight, chip off his own papa. When she date, we wait behind the door with a sword off, cause we think no one is good enough for our daughters. Love.
Alright, y'all. Anybody want to know that?
I like that song.
That's
that
Nas. Yeah, that's Nas.
Was that dedicated to Brandon?
That song is on point.
Now,
ask me,
do
you have the girl or the boy, but you have the girl or the boy?
I got the boy.
You got the boy. Okay.
Yeah.
So that song is just like totally irrelevant to her.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I like that song.
This girl fucking played a whole 5 minute
song. I need to get that song.
It works for me, you know, dude. It works for us.
Oh, it works for me great, but shit, I ain't got nothing but girls.
I know. So you gonna be behind that? You gonna be behind the door with the saw on?
Well, shit, I got two girls, two boys. I got twins.
You got two sets of twins?
No, I got two girls and I got a set of twin boys.
Oh, okay. I was saying, that's a miracle. Two sets of twins.
Oh, hell no. Don't, God damn it. That's a hell. The twins by themselves was a mug.
All right, well, check this out, man.
Ashley.
That's what I'm trying to come up with, man. I really am, man, because I feel for her. I feel for her, man, that she and her best friend start fucking with a dude. Man, this motherfucker don't want to take care of the kid. I mean, God
ain't
damn.
Shit. My best friend took my baby mama.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Does he take care of the other baby? Like your
no,
best
he
best
don't
friend?
Take care of neither one of them, I told you.
Oh, he just trifling. So y'all need to unite and get on his ass then. I hate to say that, but
so yeah. Basically, they shouldn't be trying to argue with each other. They should
right.
be trying to get
y'all
him to get his shit together.
No, it's
right.
all about
the right,
that's
you
what
you're trying
to do.
He on
there.
His name Brandon, right?
Yeah.
His name Brandon? All right,
well,
we got another shout-out. This shout-out for Brandon.
You bastard son of a bitches.
Hold on, I got a whole bunch of them for Brandon. I've been waiting on to get some shout-outs to Brandon. Gonna, all right, this was for Brandon, too.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Brandon gonna put his shit out on all y'all niggas.
Hey, Brandon gonna fight. Hey, Brandon gonna be like, I'm fighting everybody on Sin City.
So, Ashley, let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
Now, when you first met Brandon, did he come to you like this?
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father. I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your lover. But you gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Did he get you off with some Mac?
Give me 20 cents.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Are you about to get your friend off with that Mac, man?
No. Now, he probably did a hair like that, but not in the
promotion
corner. How did he get you?
He got a
long story.
CJ,
doesn't matter. He got a
CJ. Matters a lot. Might be some shit I want to use.
Nah, you don't want to use this shit because ever since this shit don't work, it goes stale.
Now, what was this shit?
It worked on both of them. I might get me two best friends.
But do you see what's happened afterwards, though? You don't want to use this shit. You don't got that player shit. He ain't no player.
He'd still be going strong if he was a player.
Mm-hmm. He'll still be at least hitting one. Can't lose both of them now. Come on now.
Hey, listen, understand something.
Whoa, you
missed the whole point. She just said the other baby mama was talking shit to her on Facebook, so apparently he's still doing the other baby mama.
Yeah. He got her name tattooed on him.
That's his game ain't don't mean his game tight. If he was hitting you and her, then that'd be a different story.
Exactly. If you got a man that got you and your best friend fighting, that motherfucker got some game. He gaming somebody to turn two best friends against each other.
That nigga got to
be doing something right. He got to be doing something right. What did he say?
Nothing at all.
Well, goddamn, he eating a lining out of something. He's sucking an ovary or something.
Jeez. You want something right?
Nothing at all.
Ashley, you got to answer that. Is he that tight?
No.
Ashley, not stop lying. Oh. He had to be out of something. He put press on that tail, but then baby came up out of it. He just wasn't playing
He was, while he was in it, but then when she hit reality, she realized. Okay, now, where the nigga from? He from Indianapolis?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord. Y'all better cross county lines. Y'all better go
Hold on a second, y'all. Now, Ashley, we started this conversation off about bitter women. And are you spiting this guy because you're bitter towards him?
That's kind of to it. I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of.
No,
your voice got deep as hell.
She ain't
gotta
answer the question.
Yeah, let her answer the question. Are you bitter towards this man?
No, I mean it ain't nothing. I mean I still care for him. It just.
Why you go off and say that? Ashley, baby, how you care for this man and he won't even take care of your child? I mean, like I tell everybody else, I'm my baby's daddy and his mama, so that don't have no question. You in denial, huh? If you got to both of them, then fuck him.
But you still care for him, though.
You can't hate your baby's daddy. You shouldn't hate your baby's mama because that's part of the child. You might not like them, but you should hate. I tell you what, my baby mama got mutual hate.
I better not cross the street.
Hit the sound bite, man.
You was slow on the trigger.
Sorry, that's going to be a speed bump.
Yeah, I missed that one, man.
You can't hate your baby mama, your baby daddy. The hell if you can't. Mine better not go off the street.
Me and mine's got mutual hate.
See, look,
that's what I'm saying.
Hold on. Everybody just be quiet for a minute.
Come on, hit the goddamn sound bite.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Damn this dude.
Is he talking about the shit?
Damn, Cass, you just can't get good help nowhere, can you?
Man, God. Yeah. One day I ain't working the switchboard. This motherfucker. Yeah. Fucking in.
fucking intern.
There's 100 motherfucking sound bites on here, man. I was supposed to know which one.
I think he wants the she.
All the time, I even knew that one.
Roll your roll and shut your mouth. Ah, motherfucker, don't hit that one now. Hey, this nigga like, hey, she like CJ on next Friday. God damn, man, didn't I tell you that? I ain't hear that one, Pinky. God damn. Everybody else been saying what the fuck I was saying. He's the only motherfucker ever come on. What sound like? Oh, y'all stupid. Goddamn, CJ. Told you last time when you fucked up with that little boy.
I thought that was an easy one right there.
Shit, you heard Janine, she was like, that's the one that you're supposed to say shit.
I ain't heard shit. Everybody talking at one goddamn time.
Man, put your motherfucking put your headphones on, man.
Turn up your hearing aid or something.
He said your hearing aid.
I ain't got no hearing aid, motherfucker.
You really living up to that Monica Father time. My God, yeah. Damn.
Hey man, I ain't lying though. I kept my baby mom across the street. You better hope I'm two cars back and she made it across. That's gonna be a speed bump.
Yeah, I'm running motherfuckers over.
Why y'all want to run y'all baby mamas over? Without them, y'all wouldn't have babies.
Really?
Whoa.
I'm just saying, man.
He just said it two weeks ago. I don't have that problem no more.
He ain't got that problem no more then. You know, when the police start asking y'all questions, y'all just play like y'all don't know nothing's going on. Because he just told
him.
It's
a typical father time.
He ain't got the problem no more because his daughter grown now. His daughter grown on her way to college.
That's why he ain't worried about it no more. He don't
fucking
care.
Hypocrite, man. He's a fucking hypocrite.
How does that make me a hypocrite?
The past 2 years, all you ever talked about was killing your baby mama. And shit, ain't a motherfucker on the show don't know it.
That's because she turned 18. See, once she turned 18, I don't have to deal with her mother anymore.
From now on, when we talk about baby's mama, you shut the fuck up and let her talk.
I have nothing to say.
Just shut the fuck up then. Just shut the fuck up. And the rest of us, I wouldn't mind killing my better be glad I can't get away with the shit. I'd have did it probably a couple of years ago.
I'm glad none of y'all ain't my baby. Ain't it the truth? Don't get me wrong, I feel y'all pain.
I know, I feel y'all pain.
But what kids is how they talk about them like that, but then get in their face and still be trying to fuck. I don't understand.
I know. It just be dogging them on the show.
That enough. I don't give a fuck. If my baby's mama was the last woman on earth, I'd beat my meat.
And you
would
try to do something.
And I mean that one.
Well, wait a minute, hold on. I don't know about you, but I ain't beat my meat.
I can't stand that bitch. I'll beat my meat. I wish the bitch would have swallowed, if you want to be truthful with it.
But no, I ain't gonna say all that. But the motherfucker
I love my
kids.
I just can't stand it.
Okay, so I got a question. So what if y'all baby mama call right now? What would happen? I mean, you would talk to her.
There's going to be a fucking argument.
I got to.
I gotta talk to her.
If you call right now, I would listen. Because, hell, I'm only cool with one of my baby mom. The other two of them fuckers died tomorrow. I ain't even gonna share the tip.
That's bad. That's crazy.
But the last two, the last two, if you want to know who called, I would listen. I would listen because it'd be concerning my child. But as far as us in a relationship and she's talking about her feelings, I could give a fuck less. If it ain't concerning the baby, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
That's what killed me because they say that shit. Up until the time they get in their face, then they,
All right, brother, let me ask you something. I hear what you're saying, and yeah, you do got a couple of guys. I mean, I ain't going to say a couple. You got a lot of guys like that. But now let me ask you, what about the baby mamas that as soon as I get over there, you wanna come out with your lingerie showing your titties,
right,
and you ain't got no panties on? I mean, you know I'm coming, but you like, oh,
yes,
this
exactly.
ain't about the baby
that's
no
what,
more.
That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying.
It ain't got the baby no more. Come on, man. You motherfuckers be trying to
do
it.
You would do it.
You
would
just,
exactly.
What would
y'all do?
You would
do
it.
What would y'all do?
Yeah. It's a two-side.
As long as she pulls that condom
out. No, fuck the condom. If her tools ain't tied, I ain't fucking around.
I can't stand the last two. Fuck y'all, I'm leaving. If it ain't about the baby, I get over there, you got negligee. Oh, hell no, bitch. You ain't catch me twice in life.
That's why I got caught in this fucking situation last time.
Hell no, you ain't catch me twice.
How the fuck we got this kid last time? Because you bullshit. And that's why the question was asked. It's a two-side.
Oh, wow.
Shit, I ain't fuck with neither one of mine in goddamn 4 or 5 years apiece.
Wow. And
that goes with the shame on you.
Wait a minute. Now the question is, hold on. Now, the question is, see, look, how old is your kid?
I got 12, 7, and 5 coming up.
12, 7, and 5. Now, you say you ain't fucked with him in 4 or 5 years, so that 12-year-old, you been fucking with her.
No, I ain't touched her mama since she was 1.
Wow.
Nigga, you said 4 years. She 12. Let's do the math.
Okay.
And that's not adding up.
I said I wouldn't touch the last two. Man, see, I wouldn't touch the first one. Shit, I hit the first one all over again.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Thank you.
Okay, that's my question, too.
I just said the last two. I wasn't touching with joking.
That's my question, too. Do all, like, any man with more than one baby's mama, do y'all have, like, that special connection with the first one?
Hey. I know, I do. I speak for myself. Me and her still cool.
I know this is like kind of crazy and y'all might say it's kind of biased. I'm not going to say I had like more love for that kid, but your firstborn, your very firstborn, you got this special connection. I mean, this is your firstborn.
I'm not talking about the child. I'm talking about the baby mama.
I mean, you probably let little things go that you probably wouldn't let go with somebody else. Because this is like your first baby mama. So it's like, and I know it sounds biased, and I know it sounds fucked up, but yeah, a lot of times, a lot of people, and all men got to agree, your first child, if you was a stand-up type of man, and you took care of that first child from day one to right now, yeah, that first one is more partial to get more shit first. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man,
look. I know your first one.
You said he's
I love you like a brother. That's why I'm going to beat your ass when I see you. No, and I'm telling you, you're more partial to that first baby mama. You even said it. You more
I
partial to that first baby mama. I think all men are. I mean, no, that's what I'm saying. More the men who take care of them kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you take care of your kid from day one to right now, yes, you are more partial.
I think the men that don't take care of their kids and they continue to have them, more partial to take care of that first one because that first one went through a lot. You know what I mean?
Now,
hold on. I'm gonna ask everybody a question. Now, I know his first baby mama, and I went over there with him a whole lot of times. And as soon as he knocked on the door, as soon as she opened the door, this first thing she say to him,
"You owe me some money, motherfucker." Hold on. She's not answering my question. What the fuck do this got to do with child support?
If they tell you.
If they take you off child support, if they say, God damn it, you take this chip, we're going to take you off child support. You going to go for it, yes or no?
Hook me up.
No, hold on, dog. Hold on. Oh, hold on now. Hold on. I got a question now. Okay.
Hook me the fuck up.
Okay, so what is this chip going to do to me? Since you're going to give me all my money back, you're not going to let me pay child support anymore.
No,
chip. So what does the fuck does the chip do to me?
Okay, listen, you're not getting no money back.
No, you ain't.
But I ain't got to pay no more, though. I ain't got to pay no more.
You ain't
got to
pay no more.
What does she do?
You ain't
got
to pay no more.
Control. What
the chip is basically you basically selling your soul for...
No. Basically, it's a way to keep track of your ass. Jesus, that's
exactly.
All it is.
Fucking way.
It's a way to keep
talking about.
It's a way to keep track of your ass. People
say,
"How
does that take care
of
your
kid?
How does that take care of your child?" I don't understand it.
Where did you go get that chip at?
Y'all missing the whole point.
I'm missing the whole point.
Yeah, you missing the whole point.
Listen, it's the new world order shit that the white folks trying to come out with.
Oh, motherfucker! Wait! Move far, Quavo.
Hey, just
because
you
wait,
Cash. Just because you don't agree with it, don't mean it won't happen, bruh.
Thank you.
Just because you don't agree with it and you don't have the internet,
hold on. Don't the white motherfuckers already got their foot on our neck already?
And
exactly.
they finna make it seem
so much easier
to get the chip. It'll be so much easier if everybody gets the chip because we won't have the problems that they're having now. They finna come up with all of this propaganda and to explain why it's gonna be so much.
Lord.
I mean, honestly, it's not about the Illuminati. It's not about the this whole. This is real deal shit. This is for real government shit.
Okay, once again, you're not answering my question. I don't give a fuck about none of this but the child support. What the fuck does got to do with the child support?
This is what I'm saying. Would you do it? Would you take the chip and put it in your skin for them to say, we won't give you child support anymore? This is a hypothetical. This is not something that they're going to do. They're going to do the chip. They're going to do the chip.
And I'm asking you, when the fuck do I sign up that for the chip? You ain't got no child support coming out your check, do you?
I ain't got no child support coming out my check because I got two kids to take care of on my own.
You got damn right. I got three.
I ain't getting no chip in me. I'm not getting no chip in me. I don't give a fuck, man.
Me neither.
I'm cool.
What's
on this, man. They could do anything to you, man. They could stop
your
heart.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm tired.
Five more years is not going to kill you, nigga.
Not
you're a goddamn damn fool to take that chip.
Thank you.
I paid him 5 years, and I ain't paying child support. I ain't
with no problem with a smile.
But I take them years
honestly, if he would let somebody explain to him what that actually means,
Give a fuck. Can I explain to you what no child support means?
Fuck around and put that chip in you, turn your goddamn brain off. You wake up in the chicken coop
care.
Like goddamn.
Yeah, my brain's been off there since they've been taking that damn child support.
Oh wow.
God damn it, y'all motherfuckers don't.
Child support is the lesser evil. Child support is the lesser evil. I take the lesser evil.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, okay, now I gotta ask. Who been paying child support for over 10 years?
Me?
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 Who is me?
Me.
I just take care of my baby. I don't pay child support. Shit, I take care of mine.
Motherfucker. Okay, whoa, hold on.
I never got $81 check.
Hold on, shut up, man.
I'm not talking to you.
If you ain't paying child support, I ain't talking to your cool ass.
Well, listen, I was paying child support. I ain't gonna lie. I was giving the money, goddamn it, and the state wasn't even involved. So what you saying?
That ain't got nothing. I'm not talking to your cool ass.
I'm gonna tell your cool ass like the government tell you. That shit don't count. You still owe us.
Hell yeah. Then
that shit don't count.
Sign your finger.
Now, once again,
okay,
like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. Who been paying child support? Okay, well I'll give you a better one. Who been paying child support over 15 years?
Me.
Wait a minute now. Who keeps saying me?
Bushwick.
All the time, motherfucker. That's who.
Bushwick.
Huh? Bushwick. Yo. On a consensual basis, now. I mean, on a consensual basis.
Yeah. As long as I'm working, they take child support. Straight out my checks. Don't matter what you make, they gonna take your shit.
I understand that, but I... Okay, all right, whatever the case is.
Make your point to me, man. I've been paying for 15 years, and you know that to be true.
You understand my point. Now, you motherfuckers keep talking about this. You will let them put this chip in you. I'm bullshitting. I wouldn't let nobody put no chip in me, but I ain't gonna even lie and say that. Nah, the thought wouldn't run across my mind. You motherfuckers don't understand. When your motherfucking check is gone, it's gone. When your motherfucking kid calls you and say, hold on, let me finish this. When your kid calls you and asks you, well, hey, can you buy me something? And I'm like, well, hey, didn't you get something out there? No, my mama didn't give me nothing. And you got to still buy shit? You got to buy extra shit? Come on, you not understanding what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say that every motherfucker that pays out for it. But goddamn it, Father Time, I know you can attest to this just like I do, because I done called you many a times, you done called me many a motherfucking times. Man, I'm not saying that I would let them put that chip in me, but goddamn it, you'll be a goddamn lie on this goddamn phone if you didn't say you thought you wouldn't think about it.
Oh, I'm seriously considering.
Hell,
I mean, I could use that $300 a month.
$300 a month? Shit, nigga. Damn, you good. Remember, I'm paying for three. You only paying for one.
And it's $300 for one. I'm talking about these motherfuckers that's paying $35 for one. I'm paying $300 for one.
And so I'm not.
You got motherfuckers that's paying $20 for one, $50
for one. Daddy only got $30.
Man, get the fuck out of my face.
My baby daddy went, and I guess this one made it easier for him because he put himself on child support. He only got to pay
1%.
1%
of what?
He went down there and filed child support on his goddamn self.
Yeah.
Before she did.
He only got to pay 1%.
I mean,
that's what this smart ass shit did.
Do he have a job?
Even when he got a job, he only had to pay 1%.
What state is he in? Now, seriously. No, and I'll move to the side. I mean, is he like, has he been working on a consistent basis?
When he was working, he was working when he put himself on child support, and they was giving me all my money on a card. He only had to pay 1%.
So he must wasn't making a whole lot of money while he was working.
I guess.
But
not.
You know what?
That don't even matter, dog.
Hold on for a second. That don't even matter. Hold on for a second, man. That really don't matter, because if I knew this dude, I would shake his motherfucking hand, because number one, he went down there on his motherfucking own. He didn't have the motherfucking state come looking for him. He went down there on his motherfucking own, and that's a stand-up-ass dude to me. That motherfucker is a stand-up guy.
Oh.
That's all I got to say. And I'm done.
I want to know what state he in that he only got to pay 1%.
He went down there on his own. How many motherfuckers you know today that's going to go down to child support and say, hey, I want to start paying child support?
On their own.
Hold on, I bought that shit. What are you talking about?
I'm saying it's very few and in between.
They ain't getting
you
1%, you motherfucker.
You got to respect the man that go down there and say, hey, I want to pay child support.
If
you fit this bill, then I'm talking to you, too. I'm talking to whoever the bill fits.
But
that's
then, listen,
stand up
I still didn't win.
Man to me. That motherfucker didn't
listen,
stand up.
I still didn't win because the hell still wound up taking my daughter and leaving state with her. You feel me? Now I can't even see my baby, period.
I'm just saying, if you're man enough to go down there, I'll shake your motherfucking hand on your own without the state having to send for your ass.
I'll shake your motherfucking hand in a heartbeat, because that's a stand-up-ass dude to me. To me, he is.
Then on top of that, for the man who his baby mama moved out of state, if you still paying child support, your child support should either be lowered or she should bring her up to you.
No, you have to hurry up and
lower that shit.
That shit don't work to her. The half of her
ain't
got dang,
your shit ain't gonna ever get lowered unless you get a first paying job.
I can't hear him five times. Now, what's
can I have some time, please? I said the papers. She moved out of state before the papers reached her.
Uh huh.
You feel what I'm saying? So she gone with my baby, and the papers. I don't know if they got dismissed or whatnot, but I didn't win in the situation. No kind of shape, form, or fashion. I've been there. I named my baby. I cut the umbilical cord. Been there since she been born. You feel me?
Mm. So that's when you should have appealed, right?
Yeah, true. But shit, I ain't been back down there. Hell, I went out of town looking for my baby. My goddamn self. She lucky I had a sign because I'd have cut her mama's brake line.
You is crazy.
For real, because it pissed me off when men try to take care of their shorty and then women, you know what I'm saying? Now, the no good niggas don't do shit for their baby. They'll jump in the street and say the nigga from a hit cop. But the motherfucker that do shit for their motherfucker shorty shit, they'll piss on the motherfucker. Won't even get a nigga a second look.
You know what? You know what
I think that's sad.
Let me ask the ladies a question. Ladies, now, for the men that take care of their kids, I'm going to ask you a question that we all want to know. How come when the man that take care of his kids gets less respect than the motherfucker that don't?
Man, I've been waiting on that for my goddamn
self. You got kids by two different men. One takes care of the kid, the other one doesn't. You respect that motherfucker that don't take care of the kid more than you respect the motherfucker that do. Because you
say
get
that,
the motherfucker that do all the bullshit. You get all the heat.
Church.
Somebody answer that for me.
Because he gangster. They quiet the church mouth now. Ain't nobody on the line.
I don't have a situation. I really don't know how women can do that, really. So.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, because he gangster.
Mm.
He gangster. He gangster about
which
his
one?
Shit. The motherfucker
what,
that
the
don't
nigga that ain't
care.
Taking care?
Yeah, the motherfucker that ain't taking care. He gangster. That's gangster.
I think they just feel they can. Because they feel that y'all want to see the kids and they use it against you. It's an obvious thing. Women see it.
Use
that
against them.
That is, if women think like that, it's a fucked up world, bro. It is a fucked up world.
And I'm saying that, but I know women use that against them.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let Janine make a point. Go ahead, Janine.
I'm just saying, it is fucked up. But I know a lot of women who think like that. They know you that father that want to be there and want to see your kids, and they know you would do anything for them, so they use that, those feelings, against you.
Yep.
I mean, that's all it is.
And they
know. And they already know the father. What's the point of chasing after the father that ain't doing nothing? They know he ain't doing nothing.
But then
they know they're not gonna get nothing for him from him.
But then that's the one that you get the ultimate respect to. This is
exactly.
You open the door for him.
I'm the dog.
Wait a minute, you're cooking bacon eggs, fuck the shit out of them, suck the shit out of them, then this motherfucker gone again. He ain't even going out. The baby didn't even know he was there.
Exactly.
The baby never knew he was there.
She hooked on the wiener, that's what that is. That's what that's
dumb
about.
Bitch. Dumb bitch.
It's the same
that's
nigga
what
that used to punch you in
He was throwing better dicks than the other baby daddy was. That's what it sounded like.
The one
that he
kick your ass. He hit you in the eye and the stomach and shit. You love him to death, but the one nigga ain't never put his hand on
no nigga doing all
of
that.
I
I'm just saying, baby girl, don't take it to heart what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Males
out there, the one nigga that dogged them out the worst, step on their motherfucking neck,
and
they go run and push his ass out the street when a cop finna hit his ass. But the motherfucker that's doing
that
thing for the
short
didn't know the back when they're watching him get ran over.
You can't tell me it's always about some dick. You mean to tell me motherfucking women are that fucking shallow? That shallow,
no,
that it's all about dick. You that shallow.
It ain't that
you,
shallow.
I mean, you know what? I have a friend who still mess around with her baby daddy, and he don't take care of his responsibility. And she said she would rather screw him and know who she's screwing than and know, you know, and then to meet somebody and bring them around her baby, somebody that her baby don't know. So if
she's
an
idiot.
She's a fucked up mind.
That's some fucked up thinking.
Why is that?
This motherfucker not even giving a fuck about your child.
His child.
And the next person she's screwing ain't probably gonna think about a child.
Okay,
she's
but
just
what she gonna do when
she
get pregnant again? What's she gonna do when he get pregnant again?
She said she's not attached to him. She just screws.
But what's gonna happen when she get pregnant? Now he got two.
If he don't take care of the first one, he ain't gonna take care of the second one.
Exactly. Leave your ass right there stuck again. Leave you stuck again.
Not me, because it ain't me.
We're talking about your girl.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to leave her ass stuck again. Leave her fucking stuck
again. Common sense. Ladies, if he ain't taking care of the first one, he damn sure ain't going to take care of the second one. What's the difference? Oh, I'm going to take care of my shorty, because he's the youngest, so I'm going to take care of him. Bullshit.
I mean, that has been a question of mine. How can women... be with somebody, he ain't take care of the first one, and you end up with 4, 5, 6 kids by this man. I don't understand that.
I could change him.
No, and then the part that really gets me is that you study fucking him, you fucking him, and he only do something for your kid when you fucking him. You got to get his motherfucker
exactly.
Do something for your kid. You really got to fuck this? Yeah, his kid. You gotta fuck him to get something out of you for his kid. That means you're just selling yourself like a fucking hoe. You gotta hold yourself out for your kid, for y'all child. You gotta hold yourself out for your child. You gotta be crazy. You gotta be crazy as cat shit.
I wouldn't tell her that. I wouldn't say that to her.
Well, you should.
Tell her to call. I should be honest with her.
Hey, look, my mom used to tell me why lie and the truth will do.
I mean, if you whoring yourself out for y'all child, that's a sad ass thing.
You might as well go ahead and jump on the pole. Shit, you get all the good money. Fuck him.
Right.
I think a lot of women do it, though.
You know what? And you right. A lot of women do it. But here's the thing. Listen to what I'm saying. You're whoring yourself out to him for y'all child.
And this is what they say, because this is what she said. She's not whoring herself out, but she didn't say these words. But she said she's getting something out of it. She's getting a good dick.
What, a nut?
Do that make sense? That makes sense.
She
but hold
she
up.
She don't hold herself too much.
No. She going to hold herself right into that damn HIV class. That's what she gonna do.
Oh wow!
That's what the fuck she's gonna do. Cause you think
that's
he ain't giving no fuck about you. You think you the only motherfucker he fucking? Hell no!
Cheat.
He was all
okay, man. Hold on, man. Let me go down the list. I want to take a poll right quick, man. Okay, Janine, would you do this shit?
Huh?
First of all, would you even mess around with your baby daddy if he ain't doing nothing for your kid anyway? Janine?
No.
Okay, what about you, Ashley? Is Ashley still here? Okay, I guess Ashley's gone too. All right, let's flip it.
Right, you didn't ask me.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud. My bad. Would you do it?
No.
Okay, now let's flip it for the fellas. Okay, fellas, you got custody. Would you mess around with your baby mama if she ain't doing shit for the baby?
You call from the phone.
Start with you, Cass. You got custody.
What
the hell's going on with the phone?
727-1283.
Okay, you got custody. Would you mess around with your baby mama if she ain't doing
that?
For the
mom, you can't do shit for this baby. Fuck you.
You know what I'm saying?
No creeping, no nothing.
No, nothing. You're not gonna keep putting mixed emotions in my baby life. But now let me ask you something before you even go any farther, because I got text a question, and the question is, why do some men think that paying is the end of it? No personal time with the child or kids.
I agree.
Right.
Good question.
Right.
That's a very good question.
That's true.
And for all practical purposes, you know what? Any motherfucker that just figured his dollar's going to take care of it, he's a bum-ass motherfucker, too.
I agree with you 100%. You need that personal time. How's she going to build a relationship?
But you know what happens?
I'd rather him do for her.
When the child gets older, she become a teenage girl or something, and all she want is money from you, then you get mad.
True. Mm-hmm. True.
I'd rather him spend quality time with her, and when he spend his money, he spend it directly on her than to put money in my hand. Because whatever
you know what?
I got,
you know what,
I
buddy?
Take
don't take this personal. Don't take this personal, okay? But my daughter's mother used to say the same bullshit. But let a motherfucker miss a payment. Let a motherfucker miss a payment. She called it like a motherfucker. Oh, at first, just give it to her. But now that ain't in your account, now it's a problem. I think that's bullshit. That's a cop out that women use.
Well, see, she got used to depending on it, you know what I'm saying? She might not even use it like that. She might have, you know, okay, well, I wrote a check today, I'll get paid tomorrow. But
see, don't say it. Don't tell me it's cool.
I'm just saying, you know, it should have never went into her account. She got used to it. But my thing is, from jump, I've always felt like I'd rather you spend quality time with your child, which is our child, because first of all, I have a daughter, so I want her to know what a real man is supposed, how a real man is supposed to treat her, what respect means, and all of that. So I'd rather him spend quality time, because money, I have my own.
They say that shit. But personally, I don't know what everybody else is paying, but I don't think the money that I was paying was enough to raise her anyway. So I know she was going to need other shit. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But I could have easily played that role. Nope, I'm paying child support. That's it.
Exactly.
That's all you get.
That's all
I'm required to do. That's it. By law, that's all I got to do is pay the
right. I ain't got to give you another motherfucking dime.
Hey, not a penny.
But
and,
I'm doing
you know
it
what?
Anyway.
I feel like this. You paying your child support, and we ain't together. I can't expect for you to come out your pocket every time my child needs something either.
That's bullshit. A real father going to take care of his kid no matter what.
Okay, he's going to take care of it,
extra,
but guess
what?
Like,
do.
Guess what? He going to take care of it, but if she say, okay, I want this new Gucci purse, I want these new Gucci sandals, okay, I'm not gonna call him, but tell your daddy go get them for you. No. If I have it, I'ma get it, and if you can get it for yourself, I'ma show you how to get it for yourself. But I'm not gonna call him every time you want something.
I
think
you're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing apples and oranges. A real father's gonna get everything that his child needs,
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Needs. It's the difference between needs and wants.
You don't need no Gucci purse.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't hear what I just said. Oh my God.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Yeah, you don't listen.
I know you were saying if you could get the Gucci purse, you would, but you're not gonna call the father.
Yes,
don't
I'm
call
saying.
People no goddamn Gucci purses. Man, she needs some books.
No, oh my goodness. Like, in anyway, I'm not gonna even go there. Like, really. As I was saying.
That's what you said.
You know what else I don't like is when the men and women too get with people when they know you got kids, but they allow you to take care of the child, but they don't help you take care of your child.
Mm.
You knew I had a child when you got with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or when she got with you. So if you paying your child support, so say as a man you paying your child support, and maybe your child needs something, maybe you don't have it. Why can't she pay it, or why can't she help?
Because she should.
Y'all
that
deep off into a relationship, she should want to.
Exactly.
She should want to do it.
Well, that's
man.
The same thing for the dude too, though.
Man,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
both ways.
That's
go both
ways.
But
yeah,
not. And I hear what you're saying, Janae, and you are right. But I mean, this is just my belief. I feel like it's more men that will help you take care of your child than women that will help you take care of theirs. Because a woman would be like, see, I ain't my motherfucking child.
Exactly. You know what?
It seems like to me they want to take over and be the new mommy.
No, that's just it. They don't want you to be dead to nobody but theirs.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, dog. Let me ask you a question. You actually know some females like that? I mean,
hell
are you
yeah.
in a relationship with this person?
Hell yeah.
They won't
hell
help
yeah.
you with your kid, but
well,
they expect you
yet.
To help them with theirs.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
Hell yeah. I done seen many of them motherfuckers.
Mm.
I done seen many of motherfuckers. And for the simple fact, I ain't ever asked you to take care of mine, but if... You know, I didn't hear motherfuckers sit there and talk like, you know, shit. Ain't no motherfucking way I take care of a motherfucker. Dude, I'm going to tell you, perfect example. I was talking to somebody at one point in time, and my daughter got sick. When my daughter got sick, the motherfucker looked at me like, you know, like, that's your daughter, not mine. Bitch, you will never see me again. You will never see me again in life.
That's fucked up. Hold on, man. Hold on. Everybody say hi to Sunshine before she say I didn't bring in.
Hello.
Hey,
what's up, Sunshine?
Hey, y'all. Hello.
You've been listening, so I know you got something to say. You push one.
Yeah, it is women out there that'll help a man take care of his kids.
That is.
When
that
I, is. Yeah. Because I did it.
Mm.
So he was My cousin paid her, well, she been paying her since they was boyfriend and girlfriend, but now they husband and wife. But she paid his child support because he ain't got no job.
Wow. Wow. Are they talking about getting divorced?
Well, they went possible.
Like, see, I'm going to holler at her.
You know,
that's what I'm talking about. Now, they finna get divorced because she could use a little help.
But, hey. I'm serious, man. A motherfucker, you know what? And me personally, I'm the type of motherfucker. I mean, if I bring my kids around you, because I'm one of them skeptic motherfuckers. I'm one of them skeptic motherfuckers that would be like, man, because I know for all practical purposes, I love them to death. They my heart and soul. But I got some badass kids. I got some smart mouth ass kids that would cuss your ass out in the heartbeat. Well, not cuss you out, but they got some little smart-ass mouth. And, I mean, you would really have to reach to my kids. And it's like, a motherfucker be like, I can't deal with your kids. And if you can't deal with my kids, then I can't. But then you want me at the same time. Well, can you take my son to go play basketball? Can you teach him how to play football? But you won't even take my daughter to the store and have a little bonding time with him? Fuck that. You're out your fucking mind.
I agree with you, dude.
Well, I
went
as far as to move my ex-husband's daughter in with us. So, and I ain't know where his other daughter was, because her mom kind of crazy, but I moved my when I was married to my first husband, I moved his daughter in with us, and I took care of her.
And that's a stand-up thing to do. We need more women like
y'all.
We need more women like y'all around.
How old was she? I had her from the time she was 7 to she was 9.
You know what, though? That's a good age.
But
you know what, though, Sunshine? When you're dealing with teenagers, it's a little bit different.
You know what? Her grandparents have custody of her now, and she was acting out in school, and her granddad called me. He didn't call her mother. He called me. And when I talked
well, I'm saying, though,
to
her, that's because you got her at a little age. You got her at a young age. I'm saying when they're teenagers, it's a little bit different.
It's about how you, but see, you know what? No, not really. It's about how you treat kids. As adults, we always think kids are supposed to know how to respect you. But if their parent or their mother or their father are not teaching them how to respect nobody, they don't know. So you have to show that child respect and love in order for them to show respect and love back to you. I drove school bus. I've been driving school buses since 2001. And I deal with all types of kids coming from all types of backgrounds and all types of families. And
hey,
I can tell you right now to this day, if I see any of the kids that was ever on my bus, they never act up.
Sunshine, you ain't that old lady that they was picking on that school bus, was you?
Hell no. Hell no. All the kids I ever drove respect me. All my kids respected me.
Shit, I thought you got that 100,000. Shit, I thought they were going to
take you. I just think kids
are
a little bit.
Let me tell you, that bus driver tell you can call your mama and your daddy.
Yeah, because some of y'all bus drivers do get a little bit
older. Call your mama and your
dad
fight.
I'm trying to whip. Wait a minute, Sunshine. Don't be trying to whip my damn kid. Don't be trying to whip my kid on that damn bus.
Hey, Cass,
she gonna whoop their ass and at the stop on going out and get your mama. I had to beat your son ass today.
Yeah, hey, well, fuck it, yeah. Bring his ass on in here.
Exactly, and I've had some of my kids ask my daughter for me to move back because they want me back as their bus driver. It's all how you treat kids. It don't matter what age they are.
They got on SinCity.Spruce.com and they say that picture you had. Oh, that's your mama with that necklace on. Yeah, let her drive on. Hey, Mrs. Bus Driver Lady. When you gonna let me
hey, you know they gonna cut us off like they did last week.
When you gonna let me drive, Mr. Bus Driver Lady?
While you playing, one of them little boys asked me to go to the prom with him.
Oh, wow.
He's going to try to stick that little bitch up in you.
You know what you do at the prom.
Yeah, yeah.
Prom, dog.
Yeah,
we got to end it. We got to end it.
I'm going to bus driver to teach you.
All right, Sunshine, you got any last words, Sunshine?
I mean, it was a good show, but it's a lot of men out there that ain't about the right when it comes to their kids, and it's a lot of women out there that ain't right either. So that go both ways.
I agree wholeheartedly.
True that. But understand something. If some of the women and some of the men, if the women help the men can help their damn self. Real talk.
It's men out there that don't want women's help. They want to be a man by themselves. And don't get nowhere with that. A woman is a man's backbone.
They say behind every good man is a good woman.
Yeah.
Shit, I've been looking for that good one for a couple of years.
Well, you on Sin City, baby.
Yeah,
They say the sins of the living city.
That's true. And if y'all didn't hear what she said, this is what she said.
SinCityDumpFlu.com, motherfucker, son of a bitches, fucking cocksucker. I'm sending the fucking son, you bastard, motherfucker.
All right, Luke, you got any last words, man?
Hey, man, Cash, man, give me a holler after the show, boy. All
right, dog.
Damn, dog, how about
y'all
be sure I had fun or something? Give us a little bit more of that, bruh.
Hey, man, this is the second time I've been on that. Last time I had a ball, too. Hey, I got a program in my phone.
That's what's up.
You know, I'm going to support family regardless.
All right, dog.
I don't know that nigga.
Ain't that bad a bitch.
Buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed myself this evening, and I hope to see y'all, talk to y'all tomorrow.
That's what's up. Janine?
Oh, great show. Had lots of laughs. I'm going to give me a man with some girls so I can take care of me some little girls.
I could have went somewhere with that, but I didn't. Wick, you got any last words, man?
Great show as usual. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right, dog, take us out, man.
Janine, 17, 15, 13, 10. Take your pick. All girls. That's your motherfucking pick. Pick two. Pick three. Hell, pick all four. Just come get these motherfuckers, please. All right, man. Y'all know what we do. SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Hit us up, create a page, man. Put some of them pics on there. Put some videos on there. Oh, check this out, y'all. Y'all want to see a squirter? This motherfucker squirting something fierce. SinCity.Spruce.com. Hit them videos up. I got it titled The Shooter. This motherfucker's bad. She's a bad motherfucker. You think she pissing, but that motherfucker squirting like a motherfucker. Just have to put that out there. Y'all got to hit that site up.
Oh, wow. All right, y'all. Peace, love, and head grease. See y'all.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Cav. Sin City Radio, every Tuesday and Wednesday, 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Come join me and my man Father Time for some of the most controversial topics on radio. Call in and voice your opinion at 646-727-1283. Or just kick back and listen on blogtalkradio.com/SinCity. Oh yeah, don't forget to hit us up at SinCity.Spruce.com.
Sin City Radio.